This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This Thursday Night Football Props edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $100 and get a $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET.
Hey, this is Bill Romanowski. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
You like that? Long Cox.
He's one of those guys who will get penetration.
Over, 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 over.
It's a baby fucking wheel, man.
San Diego Superchargers.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, second the Money Green, with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dong.
Let's not make a huge deal about it. But before this season, before the season of the first touchdown, we didn't do a Thursday night prop show.
Oh, wow, Ryan. Good point.
Sometimes you must create to giveth back.
We are paving the way. We're going to talk our favorite Raiders, Rams prop bets. We got a special guest coming up. But before we do that, of course, WynnBET, baby. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. I mean, get our hammers out, get our saws out. We're going to be building our own bets. I got a couple I like. Man, this is a potentially very ugly game, but very interesting game right now. Raiders laying six at the Rams over at WynnBET. Total sitting at 44.5. Still some confusion on who is going to be the starting quarterback. Looks like Wolford, but who knows, Ryan? Who knows? Of course, if you want to spin that parlay wheel, you want to build your own bet, you got to do it with WynnBET. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/WynnBET. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/WynnBET. Bet big, win bigger with that sweet $100 free bet. And of course, as you know, offer subject to change terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Is for 21 or older. The president of the state where play through WynnBET is available. If you're somebody who knows a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Joining us on the line, you know him from the NFL Gambling Podcast, NBA Gambling Podcast, Propcast. He's on a ton of podcasts on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, Mr. Scott Reichel. What's happening, Scott?
Nothing much. Looking forward to going through the football game with you. How's it going with you guys?
Hey, Scott sounds like a guy who's been grinding his literal dick off.
Oh, you know it. Oh, NFL podcast, NBA podcast.
Oh, you can just tell he's like, he's insanely focused. I'm looking forward to discussing football. Let's go, guys.
It reminds me of the scene when the Russian is training for the Rocky fight, and they just have all these machines plugged into them. That's what we don't see right now. But
Man, lot to go on, and. I normally don't bring up losing bets, but I tailed your and Scott's been tweeting these out. There's a bunch of like, I think you're doing like a weekly three team NFL parlay. And I've been tailing. I feel like most of them, because you put them out. They looked really good.
Also the track record helps.
Yeah, so, Scott's a cross sport parlay guy, a multi leg parlay guy.
Analog ticket legend though. I don't know if a parlay ticket that Scott's recommended in paper form has lost.
Yeah, 100% right now. So you gave out Mike White 300 yards. That was easy. AJ Brown over 100 receiving yards. yards. That was easy. I'm like, I'm on board with both these. And then the last leg was Justin Fields over 80 rushing yards. He has this big 56 yard touchdown run in the beginning of the first quarter. I had already put that aside as a winning leg. I'm like, I don't even need to come back to that. What was it? He had 71 yards in the first quarter and then he just got nothing afterwards.
Yeah, I believe the parlay paid out. It was around 26-1 or so.
Yeah,
so
it was awesome.
I had 100 on it to win about 2,600, and he had 71 rushing yards in the first quarter. Yeah. Proceeded to have zero rushing yards in the final three quarters combined. Finished with 71. The other two legs you said won before, so it's a unique bad beat that I don't think I've had before, and I'm not sure I'm going to have it since. But I'm really not sure how it ended up not even cashing because Fields played the entire game. It wasn't like he got injured at any point.
And I get I do think they called slightly less designed but runs, but still, like, how does he not, like, that's one of the main things that works for their offense. How does he not just accidentally run for 9 yards? I had it on one of the side TVs, and every time I looked over, he wasn't running the ball. And I go, wait, what are you doing? Like, don't you Bears? This is how we got to.
Sean's pissed.
Well, it was just the beginning of the season. Their offense was so horrible. Then they all of a sudden discovered Justin Fields can run the ball, and then their offense gets way better. Now their defense is another story. That's why they're still losing games, but they had some like astronomical offensive performances. You know, Fields had like this crazy stretch of QB rushing yards, and then he got hurt, but then he came back and it looked like he was a full go. Oh man, the Bears offense is just insane. The Bears in general has just been a,
and real quick for the Bear, the maybe the internet's gone out in Chicago since like week four, but I haven't heard from Bears fans in a while. I was just wondering, Sean, how many wins are they at now on the season?
That's a great question.
Still
Ryan.
Three. Oh, yes. Oh, still three. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. 3-14. Still alive. Sit down, Chicago.
Scott, before we get into the props, any thoughts on the quarterback situation? Now they picked off Baker Mayfield off waivers, and then I was reading some stuff where they go, oh, it sounds like Mayfield might be able to play Thursday night. I guess I would be shocked if they start Mayfield. It seems like Wolford is probably going to be the starter. What's the latest that you've heard?
For me, I think Wolford's going to start. I'm assuming Perkins will back up. My guess is Mayfield will be the backup if Wolford's injury means that he can't actually play, or if something happens maybe mid-game. It seems to me the only role Mayfield will have in this game is emergency quarterback.
Yeah,
that's what I'm kind of expecting. I'd be shocked if he was on the field at any point in this game.
Yeah, I mean,
break the glass to take Baker out.
He doesn't know the playbook. I mean, I'm not sure what exactly he's going to do for you besides just throwing behind center who's actually seen a snap.
Ago, Christian McCaffrey read a playbook on a plane and was able to assimilate himself into the offense immediately.
They did love that plane playbook story. Like, they set him the playbook.
Christian McCaffrey went to Stanford. No offense to the great school of Texas Tech, Oklahoma. They're not Stanford.
Also,
I'll say it.
Also, obviously, being the running back, it's a little easier lift of just, hey, we're going to hand it off here. All right, we're going to hand it off there. I would be really surprised if we see Baker Mayfield in this game. And, you know, Wolford hasn't looked horrible. He looked he's somewhat decent, I think, in that Seahawks game. And I'm kind of, my props are, you know, and basically Rams stuff are based on him being the starting quarterback. But
the Wolf of Wall Street.
The Wolford of Wall Street. Ryan, why do you kick things off? What's your first prop?
Why don't you go somewhere else? Because everything just goes somewhere. Go to Scott first. I'm having some technical difficulties. All right, here.
Ryan's dealing with some technical. I'll start. Give me Tutu Atwell over 25 and a half receiving yards. He's coming off a 5-target game. They seem to be going out of their way to involve him in the offense. Again, he's up to like 6 career catches, but with no Allen Robinson, with no Cooper Kupp, all these injuries.
He must have had 2 last week. So must have increased.
He had 2. No, I think that was 1/3 of his career receiving total. He's averaging, again, incredibly small sample size, but he's averaging 31.3 receiving yards a game.
He's so tiny.
He's tiny. I think he can get lost in that Raiders backfield. And again, all it takes is one play, maybe 2, gets you over. So I'm going 2-2 Atwell over 25 and a half receiving yards. Scott, what do you got?
Well, you mentioned at well, I actually found 22.5, which I might have potentially taken on the unaired NFL Thursday night show that Terrell and I recorded about an hour ago. So that's some inside information there. But I definitely like the 2-2 play as well. My first one's going to be Devonta Adams. I'm not going to try to reinvent the wheel here. Yeah. I'm going to take him over 88.5 receiving yards at -114. He's had at least 95 in 7 of the last 9 games. And the Rams' pass defense has been awful. And I feel like not enough people have noticed, because over the past 3 games, the Rams have allowed 301 passing yards per game, which is the 3rd most in the league. Adams can really dominate any single coverage he faces. But I feel like people have also not talked about the fact that Jalen Ramsey has really been awful the entire season. He got torched in week 1 against Diggs. And then I feel like nobody talked about it for the rest of the season. And then Metcalf went for 100 last week. He's getting burned all the time. But we saw Adams have the 2 touchdowns against the Chargers. He's, in my opinion, the best receiver in the league. No offense, Sean. I know you're a big AJ Brown guy. But still, I do think Adams, this number's a bit short. I think he'll walk into 100 in this game.
Yeah.
So I'm prepared for this, too, because I'm also on Adams props. We'll talk about the best one to take. But you nailed it, because people still talk about, oh, well, are we worried about Ramsey taking Adams out of the game? The Los Angeles Rams, and generally Ramsey hasn't shadowed as much this year, maybe because he's been horrible. But they are, according to Football Outsiders, DVOA, they are 31 out of 32 teams against number one receivers, only better than the Chicago Bears. And it's like they're so far beneath the Colts at 30. To Scott's point, it's an excellent one, because I think the conventional wisdom thinks that this is going to be a tricky matchup. But over the last 4-5 games, 38% target share for Devonta Adams. So the question is, what's the better bet? You gave out the yards. Obviously, Scott, you like that, the upside of his A dot and all that. His catches is 6.5 with juice.
I think I would go yards, because there's
do you just play the anytime? Like
there's a world where Devonta Adams has a couple big touchdown catches, or just couple, because he's gotten some deep stuff too. So there's a world where they could get up big and maybe don't even need it. But I think the yards to me is slightly safer than the catches, because of the juice you're laying in, because it's up to 6.5.
Well,
how much juice are you talking about?
150.
Okay. I mean, I feel like you're probably going to win both, but at the end of the day, I'd rather only lay 114 or something like that than 150.
Exactly. It's a 60-40 implied probability there at 150. Or I'm sorry, 2-1. So you're basically saying, is Devonta Adams going to go over 6.5 catches 2 out of 3 times? Well, those same 5 games I'm talking about, 12 targets, 8 catches, 11 targets, 7 catches, 13 targets, 7 catches, 14 targets, 9 catches, 17 targets, 10 catches. I mean, it's all, so he went under the yardage total once, it's worth noting, in those 5 games with a 74, but in all the other ones, he went over 125. So a lot of words to get to my first prop. But give me Devonta Adams to go over 125 yards.
Ooh, nice.
Alt plus line. 215.
All right, there you go. Nice little dog action. I mean, this ties into both of the Adams stuff, but Derek Carr over 248.5 passing yards. I mean, the Devonta Adams resurgence. And it wasn't like he just kind of got off slow, but these past couple of games that the Raiders have been winning, he's just been going nuts, and it's leading to a ton of Derek Carr's passing yards. Josh Jacobs has been pretty consistent too, but he's dealing with that calf thing. It's on a short week, and you guys nailed it. Like the
is this like a Patriots calf thing? Are we worried? They're just fucking about.
I don't know what's going on. Like,
we heard he wasn't going to play 2 weeks. Well,
yeah, against Seattle, and then he has that massive game, and then there was similar stuff. You know, maybe what I'm saying is because of the short week, because they're on the road, maybe it catches up to him a little bit. Either way, Derek Carr having a huge passing year, especially these last like 5-6 games. To Scott's point again, the Rams defense averaging 301 yards allowed last 3 games. He's 4-1 to the over 248.5 last 5 games. The only under was at 248 exactly. I love Derek Carr to be able to throw in this Rams defense. So yeah, give me 248.5 passing yards. Scott, what else you got here props wise?
Hey, you're reading off my damn sheet. I got Derek Carr over 245.5 actually. You mentioned all the stats behind it, but he's had at least 248 in each of the last 5 games. The Rams defense can't stop the pass, save their lives. Now the Rams are very good against the run, a lot of it's because of Aaron Donald. So I can't truly tell how they're going to run the ball, how well the Raiders are going to run the ball, because Kenneth Walker got hurt in the first quarter last week. So I can't tell if the Seahawks just abandoned the run or not. But if you have Adams being matched up on one of the worst secondaries in the league based on the stats, why would you even want to run the ball in this matchup? I just feel like there's so many mismatches you can exploit with this defense. And Carr, I think this number's too low. So we see eye to eye on this one. I'm on the over 245 and a half.
So funny enough, I went to go look at Derek Carr's passing prop, and I tripped into one that I liked even better. I took the under for the Wolf, the Walford of Wall Street, 210.5. I had to really squint the eyes to find that one out there. But under 210, I'm sorry, 210.5. He's just not that good. And I guarantee, just like McVay talking for a whole half episode about the trick he's going to show us with his dog at the pool on Hard Knocks, turned out to be a shitty trick.
Ryan still feels like he was burned as a viewer.
It was an excuse to take your fucking shirt off and be on HBO. It's disgusting. I don't know what I was getting. Oh, I know what I was getting to. Because the second McVay realizes what's going on, he's going to take out that new dog and want to show us the new tricks with Mr. Baker Mayfield.
And he's dealing with injury. So Wolford could get knocked out of the game with injury. He could get pulled for Bryce Perkins because he's sucking. Like there's multiple or Bryce Perkins, or even maybe there is a long shot world where they have Baker, or maybe they have like one, they have like six Baker plays.
As we would say,
or some like, you know, wildcat stuff with Perkins. Like there's there's a bunch of ways he gets pulled from this game. I think the only way you get burned is if the Raiders jump out to a huge lead and he's just passing against a soft zone and racking up a ton of yards that way. That's the only way I think you get boned.
Okay.
I like how you guys are talking about like a Baker, like six plays, like it's an exotic package with Baker Mayfield.
I guarantee Scott, I bet you money right now there's a Baker package. Baker is playing snaps in that fucking game.
I'm just saying, even if he is, good luck to you. That's all I'm saying. I don't really understand the signing in general, to be honest with you, because they signed Stafford to a big contract. I don't really get it, but maybe you'll see him. I'm sure you'll see him on TV. I'm not sure he's going to be on the field or not, but I'm sure they're going to show him on the sideline occasionally.
A
package for like five, six plays. Like
McVay loves.
It doesn't matter. Like I don't see that happening personally.
McVay is in 10 years. This is going to, assuming he doesn't leave to go to media right now, but we're going to look back at McVay and be like, assuming he has enough time to do it, and he's going to have that John Gruden in him where he always wants the next quarterback. And there's been all this stuff that's come out about how much he loved Baker in the pre-draft process, how much, it's a free shot. Again, not really part of the handicap here, but Baker's definitely getting involved.
I don't know.
Point, Scott, it might just be on the camera, but he's getting involved on Thursday Night Football.
I think on a short week after just joining a new team, not knowing the playbook, if it was a Sunday game, maybe. But he has even less time to learn the playbook. I doubt he's going to be on the field.
Yeah, Baker sucks when he knows the playbook.
Maybe if they have to throw a Hail Mary, do they bring Baker in for the Hail Mary?
You can't. Like, who got the QB1 reps this week on a short week? I'm sure Wolford got all the number one. You know, like, what are you going to have him in a walkthrough? That's the first time he's learning the offense. Like,
you bring him in for the kneel down to end the first half. You know, you get to say you used him.
Just to show you used him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, and for reference, this number is quite high. I mean, he went over by 2 yards in his first start against Arizona. But other than that, like, this is high compared to what other quarterbacks were having their lines draw. I mean, remember Justin Fields, he couldn't sniff 180 for a while. So a little odd to me how high this is.
My next prop here, or last regular prop here, Brandon Powell over 17.5 receiving yards. He's coming off a 4-target game. They've actually been using him in the rushing game, which I know what you say. Oh, those don't count, but but it shows that they're drawing up or designing yes. ways to get him the ball. Usually the guys who are involved in the rushing game, that are receivers, are also the same guys you use for the bubble screens. A lot of those guys also get the, you know, like the pop pass, where it's like technically that's actually completion, so it counts for receiving yards, when really it kind of reads like a rushing play. He seems like a decent prospect. Again, 17 and a half receiving yards for what seems to be the number one or two target. Now maybe Higby gets going, cause the Raiders aren't great against the tight end, but Wolford seems to like Brandon Powell. 17 and a half is just really low for a receiver. I granted it's the Rams offense, but yeah, I'm taking Brandon Powell. What about you, Scott?
So for this one, I'm going to go to a touchdown score. I'm going to go to Cam Akers. I'm going to take him to score a touchdown at plus 140. I just like the odds. He had two touchdowns last week against Seattle. He played 75% of the offensive snaps. I'm sure he's shocked he's still on the team, because he wanted to get traded and they ended up cutting Henderson instead. But it seems that McVay actually likes him, and he has gotten better as the season has gone on. Plus, the Raiders have allowed 1.1 rushing touchdowns per game, which ranks tied for the ninth most in the league. But they're allowing more than one rushing touchdown per game, and I can get the Rams starting running back to score a touchdown at plus 140. I like the odds there. He gets pretty much every single red zone touch. I think it's a solid price at plus 140.
Let's pile on. I brought some fun ones this week. Cam Akers more rushing yards than Josh Jacobs, 3-1.
Oh, that is fun.
Let's go.
I mean,
I thought about throwing his rush attempts prop out there, because he's coming off a 17 carry game. And what better way to end a season that's meaningless than run a guy into the ground that maybe doesn't want to be there? I think Cam Akers gets a shitload of, like, consider it a showcase. He's not going to be on the team next year. So
yeah, I
it's like a rental car. You bought the insurance. Now drive the shit out of it.
Yeah, you're gonna beat the hell out of it. All right,
but 3-1. I mean, come on.
No, that's.
I don't mind the odds because Jacobs is injured. I mean, he's playing through it. I get it, but the point is, it's a short week. He's kind of banged up there. They might limit his carries. I don't mind that.
And especially because we just saw him get 17. Cam Akers get 17 carries, so we know the Rams would be willing to do it.
100%. Hey, we got our first touchdown bets coming up, and the win. Build your own bet before we get to that. Shout out to Dave. Oh man, holidays, a lot of fun, but also can be a little stressful financially. Maybe you got some gifts. You got to get your boss a present. You got to get your wife, your girlfriend, depending on your lifestyle, whatever it is, you may be a little tight with cash, and Dave is the banking app that's here to help. They can get you up to $500 instantly with extra cash. With Dave, there's no interest, late fees, or credit checks. Again, you download the Dave app, sign up for extra cash. Next thing you know, you're relieving some of your financial stress. Millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app to get the financial relief they need with extra cash. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now, or go to dave.com/SGPN so they know we sent you. Dave.com/SGPN. Sign for extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly.
Yes, sir.
For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking services provided by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. All right, I'll kick things off with the first touchdown. Kind of a pivot off of your off of the Cam Akers stuff, which I like. I like Scott's angle at Cam Akers' first touchdown. I agree, he's getting most of the red zone work, but I'll say this. Kyren Williams at 20-1 for first touchdown is intriguing to me, simply because they were using him a bunch. Maybe something happens where he gets involved a little bit, or maybe he just breaks one. I don't know. Like, his usage is really weird. It's fallen off, but I still think at 20-1, a guy who was maybe even a few weeks ago considered the RB1, I think there's a decent price.
Dynasty darling as well. The dynasty he really crowd is. Loves him.
Yeah. So I think there's something there at 20-1. I also like John Wolford at 25-1. He had 5 rushing carries. And he's a guy, again, who playing for his life. I love taking quarterbacks that are just, you know, nothing to lose. I mean, if they do a bootleg near the goal line, you don't think this guy's like diving for the end zone?
I am. I'm currently looking on our lads at the depth chart. Just real quick breaking news. Baker Mayfield listed as a starter.
Really?
I mean, I don't think that has anything to do with if he's going to play, like who's playing, okay. But just worth noting.
Well, and obviously, you know, wait on the Wolford first touchdown, because I do think Perkins or Baker's first touchdowns could be interesting too, depending if there is some late crazy swap. But I'm projecting Baker to be the starter, and then and then Brandon Powell. I'm coming back at him. He's had a decent number of catches so far this season. Like even before, like all the way back to that Carolina game, he had 4 for 27. Coming off a 4 for 39 game, still hasn't gotten in the end zone. He does have 2 career touchdowns, so I think he's kind of a fun, decent sized shot here at 22 to 1. The only one that I like on the Raiders is Foster Moreau, 14 to 1. Like the rest of the other first touchdowns were just a little too chalky for me. I mean, Davante Adams, you like it, but at plus 450, I don't know. I'm not touching it, but
that's like a 12 point dog on a Sunday. Sean.
That is true. But if you're playing multiple ones, you got to do better than 450.
Do you?
I think so. Yeah. Scott, what do you got for first touchdown? What's your strategy here?
So for me, first of all, I ended up going with Moreau as well at 14 to 1.
Yeah.
I was trying to find just defenses that have really struggled against specific positions, and the Rams have been awful recently against the tight end position.
Yep.
The Rams have allowed 1 touchdown to opposing tight ends in 5 of the last 6 games. So they just can't cover the tight end position, but it only became an issue recently. Like the first couple of weeks, they gave up nothing. And then in the last month or two, they've just been giving up a bunch of touchdowns in the red zone to tight ends. So I do like Moreau there. I actually like Mac Hollins at 12 to 1. I couldn't take Adams. It was too cheap. So I decided to pivot to another wide receiver. But Hollins has been on the field a lot. He's played at least 96% of the snaps in each of the last 4 games. And he's been targeted at least 5 times in each of the last 4 games. I'm hoping the defense, especially in the red zone, might kind of overreact to Devontae, maybe bring in an extra safety, put all the focus there. We've seen Mac Hollins be used in jump ball situations. He's a tall receiver. He's athletic. I think Carr could give him a shot there. Maybe even just a jump ball just to see if he can get it. But I don't mind that at 12 to 1. You mentioned Brandon Powell. I was also leaning to him. In addition to the receiving portion, he also had some carries last week. And the underrated part, he returns punts.
Yeah.
So I do think that if you want to talk about a guy who could potentially score, then you have a hypothetical shot at a punt return. It's unlikely, but it worked for Peoples Jones last week if you had that in the Browns game. So he's a couple ways to get there. I don't mind the value on Pallet around, what do you say, 22 to 1?
Yeah, 22 to 1.
All right. So going last didn't serve me well because there's not many ways you can play the Raiders. You can get cute with Carr. You can try even like a Zamir White, maybe he's the backup. He comes from the goal line. He
breaks the screen pass.
He's only 15 to 1. It's just not worth it. So I'm with you guys. Actually, if you look at the Football Outsiders, like they're just dreadful against number 1 and number 2 receivers. Mac Hollins, everything you said, he's on the field. He's been given opportunities in the red zone before. But the real angle on Foster Moreau is he's the only other person to get red zone targets over the last like 5 weeks. And so I think Abdullah got 1 in that. It was like a random like pass play. But so if you really break it down, it's been a lot of Adams, and it's been honestly like Moreau has 5 targets in the red zone over the last 4 weeks, which isn't horrible. So good prices there at 12 and 14 to 1 or something there about. And then for the Rams, I am going to go Cam Akers first touchdown 9 to 1 because again, starting system play, starting running back who is almost certainly going to get the look if it's there, like play call wise as well. 9 to 1, good play. And then because I went a little chalky there, we'll go way off the board. You gave out Kyren Williams. I don't mind that, but let's look at the guy behind him on the depth chart. Ronnie Rivers has been active, has not been getting many snaps or carries, mostly special teams. But if something weird happens, we don't see this much anymore, Sean. 100 to 1.
Wow.
On a first touchdown.
Oh my God.
Running
That's
back.
Insane.
He is a running back.
Yeah, no, he could easily see snaps. 100 to 1 for one guy to score.
And I looked, he was active last week. So let's
there we go. Starting it up. All right. Now it's time to close it out with our win. Build your own bet. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. Bet big. Win bigger. Kramer, put your hard hat on. What do you got?
Again, same thing.
Oh, you're dealing with technical issues.
I'm amazed the stream's working today. Apologies if there's any issues, but
Scott, what do you got for a build your own bet type?
All right, so I'm just going to tell you right now, it's not going to be a super big payout, but it's still around 8 to 1.
Let's go.
It's going to be 4 player props. I'm going to go with Cam Akers score a touchdown. I'm going to go with Derek Carr, 250 plus passing yards. I'm going to go with Devontae Adams, 115 plus receiving yards, and Cam Akers, 40 plus rushing yards. And that pays out at 8-1.
I like it.
I mean, I would I most
it's simple. I know you're looking for a 50-1 shot. No. I let you down.
What I like most about Scott, it is how you
I'm
are.
I'm not mad, Scott. I'm just disappointed.
It's a little bit like that scene in Billy Madison where the kid pisses himself. And it's like, I'm gonna throw water all over my pants to piss myself to. Yeah, no, I mean it again, sometimes we have to remind ourselves 8-1 would be what, like 20 points on a Sunday?
No, 8-1 is a great parlay. And to your point, I struggled to find anything super crazy that even made sense, because a lot of this stuff, like even as a guy who likes to play some of these two touchdown stuff, it's tough to find anyone on the Rams that give you two touchdown. And then the odds are so low on the Raiders guys, it doesn't really make sense. I'm going to kind of just go back on some of the guys we like for first touchdowns. I'm going to just do an anytime touchdown parlay with Brandon Powell and Foster Moreau.
What's
that pays 10-1. So again, like Scott, I didn't go insane. This one feels very simple. If you do want to go insane,
hashtag Degens only,
because I give an insane option. Kyren Williams, add that to there, and that gets it up to 60-1. But 10-1 is perfectly fine by me.
All right, yeah.
Kramer, what do you got?
I was just trying to hit refresh to get the price. I'll give you the simple version because sure. I don't think you need to get crazy here. Devontae Adams, we mentioned the price. Just not there when it comes to the first touchdown. But we're going to play a two touchdown player parlay here. Again, still don't have my hard hat, so got to be careful. But Cam Akers, Devontae Adams, you tie them together. What do you get? 40-1.
Wait, what?
Two touchdowns each.
Oh, two touchdowns each. Okay. I thought you were going to do any.
I thought about doing the yardage stuff again, like I did last week, and getting it up to like 150-1, but which, you know, all right, we should add in the Adams yardage. Let's throw that.
You
in.
May as well add in the lowest yardage options, because I don't see either of those guys getting. How do you get two touchdowns without hitting your like low alternate?
It doesn't do much though.
Yeah, it doesn't give you.
I was going to say the only time that happens is Travis Kelce on Monday Night Football. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Seven catches for 11 yards and four touchdowns.
What did he have? Yeah, did he have four touchdowns in that one game or was
he four
it
four? I believe it was four, and I think he had like 30 receiving yards and. It's one of the weirdest stat lines of all time.
It's almost like you said, it's almost impossible.
Yeah. Four touchdowns, 25 yards on seven catches. How does he have seven catches and only get 25 yards? That's insane.
His ADOT was very low, Sean.
Yeah, that's a crazy. Imagine if you took that. Imagine if they, and I think most of these places don't let you put in unders on same game parlays, but if you took like four touchdowns and then under an alt under 30 yards receiving,
the counter correlation there would be delightful.
Yeah. All right. So Kramer gave out his
I'm giving double touchdown.
Scott built his own bet and we are, we're ready to roll. Hey guys, check out the store. Got a ton of good, holiday stuff going on. Get some sweet, Slaying Bets sweatshirt, a very inappropriate, Rudolph, sweatshirt as well. Tons of great gear over there.
Youngest daughter loves it.
Oh, really?
Okay. Doesn't get the message, but loves it.
Well, probably good. She doesn't understand the reference there. You'll have to check out the store to get the full joke there.
Sure, not to get on a soapbox real quick, but the fucking songs they play on the radio. Talk about things she doesn't know. Singing along to these songs. And, I mean, the things they're talking about.
Thankfully, she has no idea what they're referring to.
It's a different kind of poll.
Scott, what do you got going on this week? I know you're always grinding away content, producing stuff. What's on your list?
Well, I got to edit and post the NFL podcast for the Thursday night. So if you want some extra props, Terrell and I have you covered. Also DFS lineup, which we got you covered in that one. Thursday night football still counts if you can go for DFS stuff. But besides that, got the NBA podcast from earlier today with some player props there. Going to be on that show once again on Friday. Going to be on the NFL show once again on Friday with Munaf for the afternoon games on Sunday. And besides that, just keeping busy, trying to make money one day at a time.
See this? That's the American dream, Sean.
Well, it is. We're living the dream here. Just getting to talk sports gambling. Always appreciate it. Make sure you follow Scott on Twitter at Rychel Radio. For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, Stacking the Money Green.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, Stacking the Money Green. He is Ryan.
He's going to just recycle this for a true American hero, Scott Reichel.
There you go.
All right, let's get out of here.
Kramer, let it ride.